And we start in Washington. The House Oversight and Government Reform Committee voted yesterday to proceed with a full congressional vote to hold Attorney General Eric Holder in contempt of Congress.
23 ayes, 17 noes.
The ayes have it, and a contempt report is ordered to reported to the House.
Contempt of Congress probably sounds a little more serious than it actually is. This is an old separation of powers game that has gone on for decades in Washington between Congress and the executive branch. Congress wants something. The executive branch doesn't want to give it. The White House claims something called executive privilege. The Congress says, no way, you are in contempt. Of course, that's a dramatic oversimplification, and we'll get into it a little more deeply in a moment. But this latest skirmish stems from a House investigation into a discredited and already disavowed Mexico drug cartel fighting program called Fast and Furious. You may remember it. The Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms tracked guns flowing to drug lords with the idea that the guns would lead to arrests. Didn't work out that way. Congress is investigating, and the House Oversight Committee believes there is a document showing that the Department of Justice was pushing the program forward long after it was clear that a full-scale fiasco was in the works. Joining us is Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, as well as Alan Lichtman, a distinguished professor of history at American University. Todd and Alan, welcome to the program.
Hi, John.
So, Todd, this is the first time Barack Obama has ordered executive privilege, yes?
Yes, that is right. It's the first time he's done it, which is notable because there have been, by my count, I might be missing some, but by my count, 40 executive privilege claims since the administration of JFK. Now, the record holder, Bill Clinton. Everybody might remember the clashes that Bill Clinton had with the Newt Gingrich House. 14 executive privilege claims from Bill Clinton, 6 from George W. Bush, 6 from Richard Nixon, including some of the most famous ones in executive privilege history. Watergate tapes were all executive privilege claims. The really interesting thing about the one that Barack Obama has done here, however, interesting in the way it changes the narrative on the Fast and Furious story. However, the White House has claimed all along in 18 months of this Fast and Furious investigation, not only that the president had nothing to do with it, didn't know about it. He told Univision interviewer a year ago on a broadcast that he had never heard of it, didn't know anything about it, but that high officials at the Justice Department didn't know anything about it. Well, to then claim executive privilege, Republicans are saying, doesn't square up. If he didn't know about it, what's privilege?
I see. It's like evoking Fifth Amendment rights of self-incrimination. There must be something behind it, or you wouldn't have to do that. Is that?
That's exactly right. And go ahead, John.
Let's get a sense from Alan Lichtman, though, what executive privilege is and where does it come from. It's not in the Constitution, as far as I can read, Alan.
No, it's not in the Constitution. It is in the doctrine of the separation of powers, and it is established by Supreme Court decision. The separation of powers, according to the Supreme Court in U.S. versus Nixon, the famous Nixon tapes case, does give the president a limited right to maintain confidentiality of documents and advice given to him so that the executive can function as an independent branch of the government. It's not an absolute privilege. And in fact, in the tapes case, of course, the Supreme Court ordered Richard Nixon to turn over the tapes. And in one court case under the Clinton administration, a court did order some Clinton aides to testify in the Monica Lewinsky scandal. It's still very sketchily laid out by the courts, and its exact scope and exact limits are very much ill-defined historically.
Alan, can we say at all what the triggers are when the courts say, all right, you have to give up the documents? Is it there's some sort of smoking gun? Is it there's some sort of suspicion that there's incriminating evidence, that sort of thing?
It's not that specific. Of course, in the case of the Nixon tapes, he had to give them up because there was no more compelling reason to overturn the interest in the criminal investigation. So like most court cases, there is some kind of balancing act here. But there is very little court adjudication of the issue of executive privilege. The vast number of invocations of executive privilege never reach the courts, but are settled by negotiations between the branches of government. It's very rare. to have a court decision on this matter.
All right, and it's unclear if the court will move here, although there is an extraordinary cast of characters behind this whole Fast and Furious business. We're talking with Alan Lichtman, professor of history at American University. Todd Zwillick, run down some of the names. There's Fast and Furious, of course, the gun-walking program that you've described. But the fiasco comes from what exactly? And there have been some people on the Hill commenting on this. Go ahead.
There's a program that preceded Fast and Furious called Wide Receiver that was conceived in the Bush administration. It became Fast and Furious. Now, the one thing about Fast and Furious, John, that you didn't mention that we need to mention, some of the guns that federal agents at the ATF were following wound up in the hands of drug cartels back in the United States.
Right, that's the fiasco.
And involved in the murder of a border agent named Brian Terry a little under 2 years ago. Somebody is dead in relation to this program, and people are upset about it. Now, in terms of the claim of executive privilege, what was interesting on the Hill yesterday was the rush to sort of define the narrative, John. As soon as the president claimed executive privilege, listen to Republican Trey Gowdy here. He's on the committee yesterday from South Carolina, immediately reacting to the notion the president would claim executive privilege on something he said he knew nothing about that was at the Justice Department.
If he did not know about Fast and Furious before Brian Terry was murdered, if he did not approve of the wiretap applications, then what in the world is he asserting executive privilege for? He's either part of it or he's not. If he's part of it, then we've had a series of witnesses that have misled this committee.
Now, is Trey Gowdy referring there, is he Attorney General Eric Holder or is he Barack Obama?
He's Barack Obama, and so now Republicans are starting to ask, well, if he's claiming executive privilege, what did he know and when did he know it? The spokesman for the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, right after this, John, yesterday said this implies that either the president lied when he said he didn't know about Fast and Furious, or there's a cover-up. It's one or the other.
Well,
now,
Democrats
say that's not true because it's a different kind of
right.
executive privilege that he's claiming, not something of a decision the president made, but a decision that was between Justice Department officials, and it's different, and he can claim that. And by the way, Bush administration officials like Michael Mukasey, former attorney general, had claimed the same thing. It doesn't have to be presidential decision-making. So this is sort of shifted now from a Fast and Furious argument to maybe to some constitutional arcana, which maybe is exactly what Democrats want. You see, if it becomes a fight about executive privilege, it becomes a separation of powers fight between the executive and the legislative, not necessarily about a gun walking program that failed and left a border agent dead.
Well, it's certainly a division between the Republicans and the Democrats. Those separations of powers are going to go on for a while. Alan Lichtman is distinguished professor of history at American University, and Todd Zwillick, of course, takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks to you both.
You bet.
Thank you.